Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The coalition is facing a by-election headache with the possibility of a number of TDs leaving the Dáil in the coming weeks. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which names Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan, Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funtian, Independent TD Michael McNamara and Labour's Éan O'Riordan amongst those in with the chance of winning European seats, while Finance Minister Michael McGrath is pegged as potentially being Ireland's next EU commissioner. The prospect of an autumn general election generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. Brian Mahan and Craig Hughes build their story around reports from unnamed civil servants and lobbying firm Hanover Communications that they've been told to get submissions and budget requests in earlier than expected. Other unnamed senior government sources, however, insist that this isn't based on any formal instruction. Sean Kelly's election to Europe on the first count receives coverage in the front of the Irish Examiner. In common with the Irish Times, the paper's lead story also reports on the neck-and-neck contest between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to claim the most seats in the local elections. Confusion caused by Nigel Farage's decision to back DUP candidates Ian Paisley and Sammy Wilson in the UK general election, despite his party's alliance with the TUV, receives coverage on the front of both Northern papers this morning. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both quote TUV leader Jim Allister saying that he's disappointed by the news, while the Telegraph reports that Reform UK co-deputy leader Ben Habib has said that he stands shoulder to shoulder with the TUV. Elsewhere this morning, the Irish Daily Star leads with the story by Michael O'Toole about claims that the Kinahans have teamed up with an Australian-based Hells Angels biker gang to sell billions of euro worth of cocaine around the world. Charlie Angels is the headline there. The story in the Times by the paper's environment and science editor Kevin O'Sullivan about how the next stage in the controversial dismissal of Science Foundation Ireland's Director General Philip Nolan is about to play out in the High Court. And finally, two very impressive and very fast Irish women dominate the pictures carried on your front pages this morning. The Times, Independent and Examiner all opt for images of Rashida Adeleke draped in the tricolour after winning silver in last night's 400 metre final. Ciara McGeehan is pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, meanwhile, holding up and kissing the gold medal she won in Rome on Sunday. Ciara's parents also feature in those papers' lead stories. The Sun reports on how her dad, Christopher, sprinted out onto the street outside their home in Portaferry following Ciara's stunning performance, while the Mirror picks up on how her mum, Catherine, credited her experience playing camogie for helping to spur her on to win the race. It was like she was going for a goal with a hurl and a ball, she says, describing how that was the moment she knew that no one was going to catch her.
Fiona, thank you very much.